Well, you got good players. You know, you got good players, and in some respects, it resembles Arizona's commitment to stopping the run. So you'll see some involvement of the safeties. You know, very aggressive, very big, strong guys. So from that standpoint, it'll remind you a little bit of the approach that Arizona took.
You don't see many defensive ends the size of Red Bryant and the guys that they throw.
No, that specifically is going to make the tight end runs, you know, particularly challenging. So we'll see. You know, we'll do what we can. You know, sometimes you got to match up instead of just one guy, and now you're going to zone block, so you put the tackle and the tight end on a guy that size. But you know, we'll have our hands full.
Is it fair to say you have not run the ball as well as you'd like? And what do you see as some of the underlying reasons for that?
We definitely have not run the ball as well as we would have liked to have run it, but I think as we go along, we'll get better at it. And I think part of it is just the coordination and the cohesion of the guys up front, the better deepening of understanding of some of our new guys, whether it's the tight end, the center, you know, the moving of the tackle to the guard and the new tackle, that type of thing. And it's also people, you know, certain formations, certain personnel groupings are just loaded up trying to stop the run, which has given us a chance to throw the ball well. And as long as we continue to do that, I think things will change. And you know, it's amazing how those things work hand in hand. But I think the passing game will help to set up the running game. You know, you always hear just the opposite, but the reverse can be true too. Yeah.
Can you play yourself into a rhythm in a run game like you do in a passing game sometimes?
You know, there's a fine line, and that is a great question, because that's one you always deal with. You know, how long do you stay with something? Because you'd like to get into that kind of rhythm where you say, okay, that now we're achieving what we'd like, which is control of the line of scrimmage. But if you're not careful, the game, you know, slips away from you when all of a sudden now you've lost the chance to win. So I think you're balancing first and foremost, you know, doing whatever it is that enables you or puts you in the best position to win the game. But usually the ability to do both is what accomplishes that. So you're kind of straddling the fence. You want to do whatever you can to win the game, but usually being able to run the ball contributes to that. Now, there's certainly teams that have and we've been, you know, on occasion that way too, you know, where you've thrown the ball because of your success doing that. But I think in the long run, particularly up here when you get into the winter and everything else, if you can't run, it usually makes life more difficult. I mean, I don't think it's the end all be all, but it certainly gives you a better chance to be consistent and to overcome any of the weather, the conditions that sometimes present themselves here.
But forcing you to pass to set up the run the way that they have, has it been any worse than it's been in the past?
Not really. No, not really. I mean, occasion. I mean, what Arizona did, I think there was definitely the nature of that safety. I mean, he's just a big, strong kid. And he, when he was down, he's, you know, if it meant gambling to the point that he gave up some chances on some play-action passes, he was willing to do that. So from that standpoint, occasionally we've always faced guys like that, you know, whether it's Dawkins or, Landry or somebody. But this game, he was definitely committed to stopping that. So it made it challenging, but that wasn't in and of itself the only reason it wasn't good.
For a few series, when you came out in two receiver sets in the last game, you came out with Cruz instead of Manningham.
Right.
Was that a result of what there seemed to be some miscommunication early with Eli and Mario?
Just really seeing some things that we wanted to see Victor do that I thought Victor would do more effectively. And so, you know, we'll always do that. We'll move people around. We'll play, you know, Manningham in a certain spot. We'll put Victor in certain spots. We'll play Akeem, do different things. So it's really just taking advantage of the ability level of that guy for that particular play.
Mario looked and sounded a little frustrated. Eli went over and talked to him at one point. Do you talk to him at all and say, you know, I'm still going to need you? I mean, it wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, I always do that to everybody. I mean, that's a constant. It's an ongoing thing.
Has he been improved? I know he said
he had a good game. That was really his best game.
Really?
Yeah, he had nothing to show for production-wise, but he ran a lot of good routes and got himself open. It just because of the coverage or what have you, the ball went the other way. But he really, that was his best game.
He was open on the deep middle when Eli threw to Cruz.
No, he's wide open on that one.
Yeah.
He was wide open on that one. So
Victor looked like he cut that off because he thought
Victor was exactly right. That's a read. Yeah, he was perfect. He did it exactly right.
Oh. So this wasn't, I mean, it appears when you look at it that Mario's been benched or replaced, so that wasn't the case.
Not at all. No.
and he's been improved in his route running. So
this was his best game. This was his best game by far. Yeah, he had a good game. Was wide open about four or five shots down the second half of the game, but the reads took the quarterback in the other direction.
Kevin, not to put you on the spot, but Mario yesterday.
No,
why would I do that? But, you know, Mario yesterday seemed a little touchy about even the subject that there may have been some miscommunications and some wrong reads and that maybe things needed to be smoothed over. I'm only asking you because he seemed to think.
I don't know. You guys hear things that I never hear of, so it never comes back to me. Okay. So I wouldn't know how to comment on that.
He's a weapon you want to use, right? I mean, he had 60-something catches.
There's a lot of things you get, you know. I like it when you guys can zero in on something that wasn't good, and yet we were good in the other areas, because that means, you know, maybe next week, you know, 2 weeks ago, you're asking how come Akeem didn't get the ball. So it just usually it balances itself out. So I'm much less concerned about those things than you are. What I'm concerned about is, are we moving the ball? Are we having success? And so far, we're doing that. And he'll get more in his fair shot at being the guy. It's basically what are people doing defensively, and where are they most vulnerable, and what are our matchups that best give us a chance to have success. And certainly, he's a big part of it.
So he's still Mario's still a starter.
Yeah. Okay. Is Victor? I mean, he just keeps going out there and producing. Is he coming along even faster?
He's getting better. He's getting better. Let's just say that he's getting better and improving a little bit each week. Again. You guys go from somebody can't do something to all of a sudden he's a superstar. I see very slow, steady improvement, which is great, and that's what we're hoping for.